flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
I'm trying to remember what song this is now. And who produced it? If you can work
produced?
On that.
Produced?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this sounds like a Ninth Wonder beat, but I also, like, that's way.
It might be.
It sounds it might like be, a Ninth
because
Wonder
I put
beat.
A whole bunch of Ninth Wonder beats. Sorry, Lopez, we just singling you out, but yeah, I put a lot
Lopez
of
Lopez is
going to
be like,
beats.
No, I love Ninth Wonder.
Yeah. So we go way back.
I need to update it.
I ain't mad at it. I love it. All right. Let's talk about the Rockets, but also whatever has happened on this, whatever just happened in that last segment. First and foremost, I'd like to apologize for anybody listening.
Read the written statement.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I'd like to take this moment to apologize to anyone and everyone that I may have offended. No, if you need any idea how this Thursday is going for us, this was the last text that came in on the text line, literally the top one. Who has had more sex, Wilt Chamberlain or Lord Stanley's Cup? Ooh. That is what time we've been on today.
That's a tough one.
But yes, somebody said America does compete in the World Cup. Okay, yes.
You said America.
Yeah, I don't know why I put that parameter on there, because then if we took that off, like, I think the claret jug would pop up even higher in golf, and maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, a lot of people are on the idea that, hey, the green jacket for the Masters, which isn't actually the trophy, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah, like, no, it's not, but it kind of is. Yeah.
That is one of the ways that I could try and win this argument, is being like, that's not even the trophy, and put that as my trump card down.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, a lot of people are in on the idea of the green jacket being the top one, if for no other reason than the green jacket is, quote, drip. Shout out to the 281. But nah, I've also got enough people that are saluting and standing with me on the Stanley Cup. And I want to make it clear, I was not thinking that when I said nefarious things, I was not thinking sexual activity. I was just thinking, you know how many people have just, like, taking that into pools and into oceans and put it all sorts of different places, and then you're just going to put food in it? You're going to eat cereal out of this?
You can
real?
Eat cereal.
That's in your truck. Highly unsanitary. With the Lord Stanley's Cup in your truck? Okay, that's a whole
set
different
set it right
level.
There by the console.
That's a whole different level. All right, let's talk about the Rockets, man. I'm not trying to shortchange these guys, because they have a big-time game, which I'm kind of getting tired of saying that. Not tired in the sense that, like, I'm super excited that they have all these games that are really big, and that they have opportunities not to have big games, but that they can really showcase how good they are in these big games. But a big-time game against the Grizzlies, and they've had a lot of these of late. What are the stakes on this game that, honestly, I'm not afraid that they're going to lose? They had the Grizzlies' numbers, and that's one of the stakes in it for me as well, is that with a win in this game, they have an opportunity to go 4-0 versus the Memphis Grizzlies, a feat that they have not done against a team in their division. I know the divisions, people don't really care about those really in the NBA, but they haven't done at least for the last, what, four seasons? And I'm going to keep looking as I go back, but having an opportunity, like, actually sweeping the likes of the Mavericks, the Grizzlies, the Pelicans, even the San Antonio Spurs, they have not done that in a long time. And so I feel like just an opportunity to really establish dominance in a way over a team, even the good or bad, would be a really big thing, especially when you look at a Grizzlies team that a few years ago was like in the similar spot as the number two team in the West, mm-hmm. a team that was kind of an upstart. They've had some injuries. I think last year that definitely took them out. But it's still a team that's well-regarded, has a star player, has a really, really good coach. And for you to go up and smack them up and down four times this year would be a phenomenal testament to what this team is doing under Ime Udoka.
That's the here and now. And that's where you get excited about this game tonight because, you know, you just went through it. I mean, the teams that they've beaten – sweeping the Grizzlies, I believe, first time in like 15 years, something like that, if they can get it done. I'm going somewhere else with this because here we are all of a sudden in the last week or so, we're acknowledging this team is real. This team is a contender. We'll see what happens in the postseason, but they sure do seem equipped to be a squad that can make a lot of noise. That's where we are now. We can actually start talking about just how many wins can this team get? Because if you didn't know this, after tonight, the Rockets have the easiest schedule in the NBA for the remainder of the year. Depending on where, what parameter you're looking at, what data you're looking at. I was looking at it yesterday and I just refreshed my memory. They have either the easiest or the second easiest schedule the rest of the way. And that's where the standings are now. All of a sudden, we're talking 57. They're on pace for, 56 wins right now? 58.
That sounds about right.
59. And then what does that do, for setting up the postseason?
Right.
That's where I'm going.
The basic parameters, if you're not like super NBA pilled, is that, 50 wins is pretty mm-hmm. solid season. 60 wins is like, oh man, you're a yeah. really good team. And you're, at least when with that projection goes, you're starting to get close to that. I always tend to look at like Tankathon and look at their remaining strength of schedule. Mm-hmm. That's based off of opponents' win percentage in reverse, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think the Rockets in the top, top third of easiest in that circumstance mm-hmm. When it comes to like remaining opponents, but still a very manageable schedule. And I think you feel even better about that because of the stretch of games that you're going, that you've just been on the road a decent amount mm-hmm. as well against some of the best teams in the West and missing some of your pieces that you feel really strong about.
Yeah.
If you were able to cap this off with a win in Memphis, I think that really speaks highly to where you stand. We got people like now fully leaning in on the national scale about how, one, this is one of the most fun teams in the league to be, to look at. Mm-hmm. Two, like the star potential that is here for the Houston Rockets, which... I mean, particularly Amen Thompson is clearly there and taking over a lot of the conversation. This what a fantastic place to be for this Rockets team, and I think that you can fully put a cap on that or fully, put an exclamation point is probably the better way to say it, yeah. with a win tonight in Memphis.
Yeah, after tonight they have two left. These are the tough games. Two left against Oklahoma City, one against the Knicks, one against the Bucks, two against the Lakers. Two against the Nuggets. They have three against the Jazz, two against Brooklyn, one against the 76ers, one against the Bulls. So, all of a sudden you're thinking, all right, so we've established ourselves. Now where do we go? And now you can go to some pretty lofty heights with this squad and obviously stay healthy and keep getting what you're getting out of these guys that are emerging.
Yeah, so is there anything in particular you're looking for? I asked Adam Spillane this yesterday, that you're looking for in this game, or is it just like get another victory?
Well, I think, what I want to – all eyes right now are on Amen Thompson. And I want to just see that, we talk about Jalen Green consistently and his consistency. I'm not worried about that. I'm just curious, how dominant and how much of a franchise guy can he become for the remainder of the year? Because then that – starts snowballing a little bit, and he's so good on both ends of the floor. Are they going to be able to have more than one option? They do have more than one option that can score late, but more than one go-to option late.
I would much rather them not be able to figure it out in this game rather than handle their business.
Yeah.
Haven't swept a regular season series in 15 seasons. Mm-hmm. Have the opportunity to do that tonight. I think also one of the things that has been a mild curiosity for me with this Rockets team is seeing the teams with really, really strong dribble penetrators.
Mm-hmm.
Someone like a Ja Morant. I think the reason why this popped back up for me is when you played Atlanta a couple nights ago. Trae Young is one of those dudes who is little and quick and obviously a great passer. I think he leads the league. Last time I checked, led the league by a pretty solid margin and mm-hmm. assists per game. And seeing I mean, you know that perimeter defense is one of those things that the Rockets does do well, but they have pretty large guys that are long, and sometimes you can see like those quick, really fast dribble penetrators get to the center of their defense and kind of make it tough. I want to see what that looks like because, again, coming off of a second night of a back-to-back against Atlanta makes that look a little bit worse. How does that look now with rest against someone like a John Morant? Actually, I was like, I'm trying to remember. John Morant, I believe he is indeed playing in this game. I want to make sure that that is case before I say that. But, yeah, someone like a John Morant who would give those kind of that kind of test to a team.
No, well, I think that's absolutely true. I also think what's true and the fact that it's Memphis and you can sweep them, there's a really good chance you're going to see them again. And to have that edge on them, to have the, be able to know that you've got the matchup advantage and you've dominated them, that's another, check on the right side of the ledger.
Yeah, John Morant, technically a game-time decision on this one. I think the expectation is that he plays, and I think one of the things that will play is his advantage. And, hey, adds another part of the stakes here. Mm-hmm. This is a national TV game. This is
It's a TNT game.
It's a TNT game, which means that you're getting a little bit of a later start as well, 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, this one might run you a little late in the evening. Go ahead and
tomorrow's Friday.
Keep that in, I mean, if you have an opportunity to catch a nap or something, you might do that as well. Tomorrow, what is that supposed to mean? You still got to go to work on Friday, don't you?
Everybody cheats on Thursdays. Thursday's the last. You know what? Let's go ahead and have a good time.
What do you mean by that?
Because everybody mails in Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right.
I don't think you should say, again, we're going to have another back-to-back.
I didn't say I mail in Friday. I didn't say you mail in Friday.
I feel like that was the implication.
I did say everybody.
Alperen Şengün and Steven Adams, both game-time decisions in this.
Steven Adams is something I want to see.
Yeah, but I think Şengün's the bigger story here. Because,
yeah, but I just like the way he fits in. You're right. Şengün's probably the bigger overall story.
Yeah, because that's been something that we're watching. It seems like there's been he's had like an injury thing that they're now admitting to. Like, I think that earlier on in the season, and I'm not sure that this has been the case all the way through. It felt like he had definitely gotten to a place where he looked fairly healthy, but of late you've seen a little bit of struggles, especially with mobility. And of course, on the second night of a back to back, again going to the Atlanta game, maybe some of that you just attribute to fatigue.
Yeah.
But is this a game where you see continued lack of mobility if he plays, or is this to a place where he's going to need the day off or the night off, especially in a time where you don't have Jabari Smith to kind of help bridge the gap there? Would you end up being really small as a team and having a lot more, whether Jock Landale and Steven Adams, if he plays as well in this game? I think that's an interesting place to watch it all as well, rather, as both of those guys, Şengün and Steven Adams, currently game time decisions in this one.
It's good to have depth, that's for sure. And the Rockets have that. But yes, I do want to. I want Steven. Now, look, it's not even close to the postseason yet, but I want to see what he can do with this iteration of Amen Thompson, with this rotation that he's using, and especially against Memphis.
Man, put the league on notice, man. A national TV game and getting a chance to do something you haven't done in 15 years. Go and sweep the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate someone saying that they believe the Rockets are going to be the number one seed. I don't necessarily agree with that because that Thunder team still looks really good, and Chet Holmgren is not back yet. So, yeah, man, that one's going to be tough for me to get to. But the two seed is... I think I still want to stop and appreciate how much further along they are
too greedy
than what I had imagined. Where they were talking about their goal was a playoffs, to be a playoff team. And I was like, man, they could be a real life playoff team. And yes, they are even more than a real life playoff team. Big game tonight, 8:30 on TNT versus the Memphis Grizzlies. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping on this Thursday. And I pray to God that there will be significantly less Stanley Cup sex talk. We'll do next.